Okay, we're recording now. I'd like to call this meeting of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board order. My name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chair of the board. With me today is Deb McCarty, and on the Zoom are Tony Ewing and Abby Pazeski, our board, other fellow board members. Mac Williams was unable to join us today. He had a medical appointment that he had to attend to. Before we get to our agenda, and it should be again a short agenda regarding the upcoming or regarding the actually the current TAP-R proceeding. I did want to give our new hearing officer, Catherine Sophie, an opportunity to briefly introduce herself to the folks on the call. Let me tell you who else is on the call. Andre Desant, who represents the Water Department, Rob Ballinger, who is with Community Legal Services, our public advocate, fellow board members, Abby Pazeski and Tony Ewing, and I see a couple of other folks are on the call. Looks like Carl Schultz, who also represents the Water Department. Michael is on the call, and Neil Sellers. Catherine, would you please just take a minute and introduce yourself? These are the folks you're going to be working with over the next several months.
Sure. First, I'd like to say, thank you for extending the contract. I'm very excited to work with all of you. My name's Catherine Sophie. Catherine in formal matters, and otherwise, Kat or Kathy is fine. I spent almost 33 years with the Public Utility Commission. Started off as an attorney one and retired 3 years ago as the director of the Office of Special Assistance. OSA was like the writing arm of the commission. Almost all of the orders that the commission issued came through my office. They were put together with a team of lawyers and tech people, economists, engineers, accountants. So I have a long history of working together with other attorneys and with the financial people and getting a product out that reflects the thoughts and desires of a board or a commission, as the case may be. All of my time there was spent in an advisory capacity. I have never actually spent time as an ALJ or a judge, but I've conducted meetings and assorted stakeholder groups for the commission. I'm very excited to start writing again. That has always been one of my loves of legal work. And that's about it. I mean, personally, I'm from Harrisburg now, living here with my husband. He's the city solicitor. Raised three sons and have two fabulous grandchildren. And happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Any of the board members have any comments or questions for Catherine?
I'd just like to say thank you for being willing to work with us and looking forward to a good relationship.
Yeah. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Same sentiment here. Welcome. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for the introduction.
Yeah, well, thank you. And Catherine does come from the commission with a sterling, outstanding reputation as director of that important
Thank you.
office, the Office of Special Assistance. And I also am looking forward to working with her, with you.
Sonny, could I interject for the department? Welcome, Kathy. We're thrilled to be working with you also, and sort of look forward to a really easy TAP-R proceeding.
Yeah. That would be good.
I'm compelled to chime in and say that my job is to make it not as easy as PWD would like. But we have a history of working efficiently and as cooperatively as possible under the circumstances. So welcome. We'll look forward to pre-hearing conference and getting this process kicked off in earnest.
And Marcy has spoken very highly of the professional relationship of everybody involved here.
Thank you very much. Let me turn to the agenda now, starting with the minutes of our meeting of February 11th, 2026. Those have been previously distributed to the board, reviewed by our secretary Abby, and then distributed to the board. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes this time? And can I ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the February 11th, 2026 board meeting?
So moved.
Abby moves. Can I have a second?
Second.
Tony seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes of February 11th, please indicate by saying aye or raising your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Oh,
There.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
No.
Any opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. Please note that, Khadija, that Deb has abstained because she was not in attendance at the February 11th meeting. So the vote is 3-0. We'll just do an update now on the status of the TAP-R rate proceeding. I'll turn to Andre to let us know if we're still on target for March 19th filing and go from
Yes,
there.
we are on target. We will file on March 19th.
Well, that really is what kicks off our calendar, that kicks off our clock, so to speak. Once under our regulations, people have, of course, have had the opportunity to notify us if they wish to participate in the proceeding. And there is 7 days after the filing of the formal notice that additional participants can join the proceeding as a matter of right. Assuming they have a our customers or have some other interest in the proceeding. After the 7 day period, we have discretion, we the board and the hearing officer do have discretion to allow additional parties, but we do try to get everybody in the case within 7 days after the filing. That would be take us to March 26th. Now the schedule will be up to the hearing officer in consultation with the participants. I do have a handy here the schedule from our last I call a standalone TAP-R proceeding, which was in 2024. In that case, the formal notice was filed on April 1. The pre-hearing conference was April 10. Testimony was due April 29, and a hearing was held. A public hearing and technical hearing were held on May 10th. But you folks can take a look at that. That's Marcy Chestnut's pre-hearing conference order from the 2024 TAP-R proceeding. So that's just a sample that you can take a look at for your use. At this point, I would assume that the pre-hearing conference could be done virtually, and I would leave it up to the participants to determine how to go forward. I'm sorry, leave it to the hearing officer and the participants to decide how to go forward with the hearings. In the past, we've only needed 1 day of hearings for a combined public hearing and technical hearing. One thought I had is if we do have a, we could ha have a public hearing that could be done on a hybrid basis, where, for example, I could be here for the morning of the public hearing, and we could typically have not had a lot of involvement in the public input process with respect to TAP-R, but we could at least make that available to folks, and then we could move on to a technical hearing, which could either be done virtually or hybrid basis. Again, I would leave that up to you all. The only thing I would add, again, as I think I've said before, is proceeding in 2024, the board determination was scheduled for June 19th. That was based on an April 1 filing. So the case took less than 3 months. I would suggest we might need a little bit more time, given the fact that we're dealing with this is Catherine's first proceeding, and we ought to leave a little bit of extra time for preparation of a hearing officer report, and then preparation of the board determination. But again, I'll leave those details, or we'll leave those details up to the up to you, the participants, and the hearing officer. Any of the other board members have any comments about the schedule, where we how we proceed from here? So, any comments from either the department or the public advocate?
In the past, Rob and I have suggested a schedule after Marcy beat our heads together to come up with a compromise. And then we would come up with basically a timeline that would sort of make everything work. And it's to obviously be blessed, endorsed by Kathy. But that would be my suggestion, just to sort of get the ball rolling. Rob and I can sort of talk about it and try to sort of get us on a glide path to a really smooth proceeding.
Certainly happy to have those discussions.
Yeah, I would welcome that. One thing I did want to mention, Sunny, you had mentioned that you'd like this early, possibly to avoid running into Philadelphia's celebrations for the 4th of July.
I think that's correct. I think we have, even if we go as long as far as June 29th or 30th, that would still keep us well within the, that would be longer than you used in the last proceeding, the parties participants used in the last proceeding, but would still easily in the 120 day period that's set forth in our ordinance. If we could just aim to have the proceeding completed by the end of June, I think that would be in everyone's interest and still give us more time than we used in the last proceeding, but would not take the full 120 days that we're permitted.
Sunny, just from my standpoint, having looked at and sketched out a schedule, that can be done.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's ultimately up to Catherine, but let's certainly try to do that. Not here during the fireworks. Saturday. Anyway, any other comments on the status or the schedule of the TAP-R proceeding? Like I said, Catherine, I'll get Khadija to work with you closely to make sure that we can get the hearing pre-hearing conference scheduled and notify all the participants pre-hearing conference. That reminds me, Ryan, for your sake, we do need to have a court reporter for the pre-hearing conference. there any other matters to be brought to the board by the members of the board? Okay. Catherine did, I'm sorry, Khadija did send out a message to the board members that in the 15 minutes prior to our next monthly meeting, April 8th, we will receive the board members. I think perhaps, Catherine, you may want to attend as well, receive a short, very short presentation from the Philadelphia Integrity Office regarding the financial disclosure forms that we're required to file by May 1st of this year. And that should be just a short presentation, and that would only be for the members of the board and for the hearing officer.
I did receive that notification and asked Khadija to include me via Zoom.
Great, thank you. So that should, we would do so. I would ask the members of the board, and I'll mention this to Mac as well, that to be available, if possible, by 2:45 on that day, rather than the in advance of the regular 3 o'clock meeting. And other folks, all the other folks can sign on then at 3 o'clock as normal. Any other matters to from the members of the board? Anything from you, Ryan or Khadija, that you wanted to raise? Anything from one who's on the call, including the department and the public advocate and any other members of the public who are on the call?
Nothing from the department, Sonny.
Nothing from the public advocate.
Public comment?
Just want to say thanks again, and I'm looking forward to it.
Forward to working with you. In that case, if there's no other matters to be brought before us, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. I'll give Tony the motion to adjourn and Deb second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The meeting is and thanks everyone. And I look forward to working with all of you over the next 4 months or so.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Good to see you all.